Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Welcome, everybody, to Live on KEXP. I'm your host, Troy Nelson. On the show this time, it's Doom, Data, and Reverberation Appreciation with Frankie and the Witch Fingers. And the Witchfingers return to KEXP Studios in support of their seventh studio record. It's been an 11-year run already for the Bloomington, Indiana band, now based solidly in the thriving Los Angeles psych rock scene. What started as a one-man band, Dylan Sizemore on guitar, vocals, and stomping away on a kick drum, has evolved and adapted into a six-piece prog-slash-post-punk juggernaut, now featuring Nikki Pickle Smith from Death Valley Girls and Nick Aguilar, previous touring drummer for Mike Watt of the legendary Minutemen. The new album is called Data Doom and is available on Greenway Records. The first record, back in 2013, was made on a four-track cassette machine. After hearing the band's split side release of the song Revival, the label Permanent Records reached out and agreed to release their self-titled first full-length. Also moved to LA. Now, some people say California does something to ya. All that sunshine. Heavy Roller, released in 2016, might be about trucks or big waves. Topics are explored, which include mantras, ice cream men, merry-go-rounds, and vibes. Joking aside, this is a fun, sunny record that reminds us of the Beatles as much as the Beach Boys. 2017's Brain Telephone kept the swim dance going whilst keeping an eye on the horizon for doom, in the form of company store capitalism. Get to work, people, so they can take your money. For 2019's Zam, the band explores Zamrock with a Halloweeny grin. Picture Zombie Jagger doing dark spells with some bony gals. Following a period of relentless touring and a member change, came a road-tested set recorded in less than a week. Monsters Eating People Eating Monsters was born of change. On the other side of the events of the early pandemic, and with another new lineup, the band has moved to a new way of making music. KEXP's DJ Cheryl Waters asked the band about their current incarnation.
I love how your influences have grown over the years. I feel like from each album, you're always adding something new, some exciting new sounds to the record. I feel like I hear Afrobeat, Protopunk, Zamrock at the forefront of this record. Can you kind of talk about your connection to those sounds and how they shape this record?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we all bonded on those kinds of music. This is the first album we've recorded with Nick and Pickle. And so I think, we kind of got to know each other musically by writing the album. And when we did so, we just kind of discussed like the kinds of music that we were all interested in. And that's kind of where it started, yeah.
It sounds like on this record, you gave yourself the freedom of some time to kind of spread out without any pressure of restraints, that you just let yourself create freely. And I read somewhere that you built a studio in your rehearsal space over the last few years, so that must be really nice to be able to do that. And I feel like there's just a whirlwind of textures and rhythms. What did the freedom of that space provide for you that you don't feel like you've maybe had the luxury of in the past?
I mean, we just had unlimited time to work and experiment and get weird. And that's kind of our ethos, is be weird.
I would say the cool thing about it too is like, we could not even be like working on writing a song, but we're always, you know, hit the record button. And, you know, within those 3 hours of jamming, we might have like a song in there. So that's always good to like look back on in the moment.
For this session, the band played four songs from Data Doom. Here's Frankie and the Witch Fingers live on KEXP. We'll be right back. You just heard Frankie and the Witch Fingers with the songs Empire and Burn Me Down.
Live on KXP.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Now here's more of our live session with Frankie and the Witch Fingers. And that was our live session with Frankie and the Witch Fingers. You heard the songs Mild Davis and Future Phobic. We'd like to thank the band for stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KSDB 91.9, the oldest continuously running student-led radio in the USA, broadcasting from Manhattan and Topeka, Kansas. If you enjoy Live on KEXP, keep an eye out for our newest podcast, The Cobain 50, which will investigate the late Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain's 50 favorite albums list. Search for KEXP wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. This show is produced by Julian Martlew and curated with support from Jackson Long and Isabel Khalili. I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.